This is Malcolm King of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project. I'm here at King's home today on 26th of November 2010 with Dick Williams, and I'm pleased to say we've been joined by Russ Hillier. Thanks very much for coming along, Russ.
Pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, let's find out about your rugby career. But, where were you born?
I was actually born in Burton-on-Trent in Staffordshire. In the 1939, came then to Stroud within 6 months. Father managed to get a job as in the wine and spirits section, managing the wine and spirits section of what was then Stroud Brewery, which subsequently got taken over or became part of West Country Brewers. It was then Cheltenham and Hereford became West Country Brewers, then was taken over by Whitbread, so he became part of Stolt. So we came down here, as I said, 1939, and then Father disappeared to war. We went back up to Burton-on-Trent for a time, but then came back and really, I've lived, as I always put it, 70 years in Stroud, but I wasn't born here.
So you started playing your rugby in Stroud, presumably
did,
at school?
Yeah, I went to Marling School. Yeah. Bit disappointed that it wasn't a football school, to be quite honest, in the very beginning, but soon took to rugby, which already had, you know, a great basis at the school. With it had produced, of course, J.V. Smith, who were well known for playing for England. John Herbert, Alfie Herbert as he was called, was just before me, who also went on to gain international honours playing for Wasps and Captain England as well. So I had some great years at Marling School, thoroughly enjoyed them, was blessed with some lovely footballers around me. I know we still hold the school record of the only unbeaten team in 1957, which was there, which I had the pleasure of captaining. I had the good fortune to get selected for England Schools at 16 group, and subsequently got selected again at the 18 group, playing initially at 16 at fullback, and subsequently in the 18 group at centre. So that was sort of my early claim to a little bit of fame, put it that way. And of course Stroud was my hometown or home club, which I joined in 1956, and they always had fixtures with Gloucester in those days, so my appetite was whetted accordingly, and remember some good old confrontations with the Gloucester boys here, and remembered in particular the times that we beat them, which was in the days that Stroud had a fairly useful team on occasions and we had our moments. So that went through until 1959. I went to St Luke's College at Exeter, which was one of the foremost rugby colleges. It was a physical education establishment, and
well, there's really just St Luke's and Loughborough, isn't there?
Exactly. Well, I managed to get into the team down there as a fresher, which was, you know, quite an honour and quite unusual at the time. And it was in the days when county rugby was at its foremost, and to that effect, I ended up, unfortunately, being invited to play for Gloucestershire, which in those days, it was a great honour, was really the stepping stone for further honours. So I took it on board.
So what season are we talking about there?
That'll be 59-60. Anyhow, I fell out with them then because I got involved in playing county football. And when I went back, I'd been dropped. And the reason was that he didn't play the week before, which, all right, was an argument, but in those heady days when you think you were, you know, the best thing since sliced bread, I took umbrage, and Peter Ford was captain here then, and we played together in the county team, and he said, If you're not happy down there, why don't you come and try a look at Gloucester? So that was it. I think it was 1960 from memory that I came here. And I stayed then until...
Did 60. You come at the start of the season? In?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah.
September 1960.
It was a move that had its problems initially because, of course, with the training, I was down at college, but still coming back here to play. As I said, I stayed then until I think it was 64 from memory, when a certain Don Rutherford, who was currently the England fullback, came to take a teaching place at Wycliffe College and obviously intimated that he wanted to play at the best standard, which was obviously here. So I thought, well, there's not much point in me hanging about, so I went back to Stroud.
And he came by way of St Luke's as
he
well.
Did.
He
did. He did. Yes, he did. And we became good friends because we had the opportunity of playing against him on a number of occasions. But, you know, a lovely footballer, not what Gloucester were used to, I think, at that particular time. And he certainly made his mark as far as changing their style of play at the time. Not always. Well received by the crowd, I must say, but
nor by the players.
Nor by the players on occasions, because in the years that I was here, I got called on to assist, as it was assist with the training, such as it was, and in those days it was pretty basic, which was more how can I put it, physical exertion than any sort of pre-planned moves or anything super constructive, put it that way. So I came on board, and I can remember, without taking him to task, Peter Ford, who was captain at the time, was never one of the greatest trainers in the world, I must say. You know, he managed to get a couple of England caps, or four England caps, I think. Super footballer, but was never one for, he'd be there in the background deciding who was going to play next week rather than doing any sort of physical thing. So myself, and there was a great old character, a local guy, who took on, Ivor Oakes, his name was.
Oh, yeah,
he was another physical instructed man. Between us, we sort of used to take the players and sort of work them into the dust, as they said, so that they'd all come back, and then we'd go in the bar afterwards and probably undo the lock, but those were the days.
So what sort of training did you get them doing?
It was a bit of circuit training, sprints. It was all added, to the end fitness. But a lot of these guys had physical jobs,
yes,
anyhow, in that particular period. You know, a lot of them either worked for the council or the gas board or whatever. So there were, and farmers, there was quite a few farmers.
Peter Ford apparently had his fruit and vegetables.
He had his fruit and veg, so yeah. There was a lot of hauling and heaving there.